Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? Is this Mr. Johnson?
Yes, this is Johnson speaking.
Hi. Yeah, hi, this is Tamidi. I'm calling from Family First.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out exactly what is going on with the checks.
What is going on, ma'am, is when upon first being hired, I filled out a direct deposit form. Okay, mm-hmm. I put both institutions' direct deposit information in, and I asked to split it. I had three going one and then remaining balance going the other. Talking to some lady, she said everything was fine. For the first couple of weeks, it did not go, and then I had to resubmit another one, so I resubmitted it again. Upon that, it's just when it says that I'm getting paid on my other, you know, I'm sorry, because I'm still on some. The remaining balance of my check is saying that it's going to check. It doesn't say that it's going to anything. They saying that it was deposited into account. I'm telling them it wasn't my account. You know, somebody messed up or put a wrong number in. That's not my problem. I sent in all my correct credentials. So I am wondering where is my cash at. My pay has not been there. Like, my last pay was like $270-some or something that was missing. This check is $87 or something is missing, and I just like my funds. This guy said he talked to a manager. He said that it probably wouldn't have been mailed out. And I was like, well, that's not very professional. If you're mailing my checks out after you just told me to put in all my, you know, direct deposit information, you didn't let me know that it, you know, if it was a problem or whatnot or anything. Nobody contacted me about anything. I'm contacting them because I am not receiving my payments.
Right. So I do see one account that's attached. Hold on. I just have to pull it back up. Do you know the lady that you spoke to a while back, or you don't remember?
No, because I got switched over like three times already now.
Got it.
My apologies. I barely remember Alicia's name, because I'm always like ma'am or whatnot, you know, trying to be respectful, but just a little bit agitated with this because that's a lot of money just going.
Absolutely. It's your money.
I don't know where it is. Not in my pocket, so I'm like, it's my son's birthday today. I thought this was saved up in this savings account that I put it in, and it's not there. So.
All right, so I see a Chime.
Yeah, but it's nothing has went to Chime.
And then there's another account here. Okay, they're both Chime. Let me see if they're both the same account. They're actually not. Let me see, are they? They actually are the same account. That's interesting that it's not here. And the thing is that right now, my administrator, he already left for today. And he's usually one that can kind of fix these problems. I just made the call because I wanted to see if it was a problem with your direct deposit itself, because if it was, that would be something that I can assist with.
No, it's not a problem with the direct deposit itself. I'm receiving funds, but it's the remaining balance.
The whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I can kind of see that you're doing 56 hours, but then the check is reflecting half of that.
Okay. they're going to give me a panic attack. I'm going to wind up in the hospital.
So did you, when you did your direct deposit, did you want a certain amount in one account and the rest to go in another? Is that kind of how
you wanted it set up? And when I talked to the young lady, she perfectly understood what I was saying and said everything was fine, and she understood, knew what I was talking about.
We have to put Papa Stitcher up.
Mm-hmm.
In escape rooms. Yeah. Oh, cool. We'll have to check that out.
Okay, so you must have spoken with Monica.
I don't know, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I see that she's the one I see all the notes from. And she's the one that added, it was her, Monica, because I see it right here. Direct deposit added, and I see the $300 for account ending in 9725, remainder in account ending in 0428. So that's the problem. That 0428 account is not active, and I can't explain why not. Maybe, you know, it was a mistake, I'm almost sure. So I'm going to reach out to Monica now so that she can fix that. But I would just suggest that you would call back Monday and speak with my administrator, and maybe there may be something that he can do, maybe to kind of try to put a rush on your money. I mean, I can't guarantee, but maybe they can probably cut you a paper check. I'm not 100%, but that's why I said you would want to talk to him.
And ask him to pick off the paper check. Don't have him send it over.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. So if you want, you can just have you call the patient coordinator that's assigned to your client on Monday, and just tell them that you want to speak to the administrator, Yona.
Yona. Understood.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much,
Sure. Anna. Okay. Bye-bye.